Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always, the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I could be better. I FaceTimed with Ethan earlier, and he said to me that, like, maybe the reason I podcast so much is because I don't want to spend time with him. And so I just have to leave the podcast now, and I just have to go watch some irrelevant Olympic sport with him on the couch.
But I had so much I wanted to say to you. I thought we were going to ride this out to the end.
Well, I thought so too, but just sometimes your husband is so lonely that he really needs you, and like family is number one, and et cetera, et cetera.
I guess I have to respect it.
You shouldn't. Nobody should. Just kidding. We respect Michael, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, okay, like, you have a son. We got it.
Yes, I mean, this was the first 25 minutes of actual content of this episode. Strange kind of balance, I would say, of how they chunked this one out. But it was, you know, I thought we were getting hometowns and mental all, but we got someone returning to their hometown and then mental all.
I have to say, I'm very thankful that this wasn't a 3-hour episode, though.
That's true. So let's, before we get into Michael's situation, just a couple headlines in Batch Nation. Adam and Raven, they got married pretty recently and just announced that they are pregnant. They really made sure to call it a honeymoon baby. They didn't want anyone judging them or something. I don't know.
Okay, like no one cares. Like, yeah. I honestly was surprised they didn't have the baby before the wedding. I know they were pretty disappointed in having to postpone the wedding because they really wanted to have kids pretty quickly after. Mm-hmm. Good for them. This is what they want. Best to them, I guess.
Yeah, actually, you reminded me of another story I saw. I don't know if it might have been a couple weeks ago, but Ben Z got married and they did have the baby before because their wedding was postponed and they didn't want to wait on having kids. So
I mean, you blame him? Like, gosh, yeah. At this point, it's like all the rules go out the window. There is no rules. Who cares? It's 2021.
Exactly. And then The Bachelor has released, I think, 35 potential contestants for Michelle's season. Haley, you and I haven't gone through any of them at all. Right now, you know, it's kind of like what they did with Claire and Tayshia's season and Katie's season, I think, where not all of these guys are going to make the show. So why delve into it right now?
Right. But are we allowed to just like do a quick little tease on one of them?
Oh, sure.
I went to university with one of these guys.
Ooh.
I don't think I know him personally. Like, we're not Facebook friends, but we have many Facebook friends in common.
This has become a new theme. Like, you kind of had a mutual with Blake and now getting even closer to home.
Well, I mean, people are going to think all Canadians know each other, mm-hmm. and it sometimes kind of feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a confirmation that Brendan knows Blake, you know, wasn't addressed on the show at all, but that story came out. So, yeah, I think all signs are pointing to that, even if it's not the case.
And I wonder if Brendan and Kevin know each other. Because they're both in fire departments in the same general area. Like, I wonder if they ever ran into each other. And I feel like Kevin was probably a hockey guy. He gives me hockey guy vibes.
Yeah, he was a good skater on the...
Yes, true.
What was it called? Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, those are kind of all the stories we wanted to touch on. Although I did send you a screenshot of a certain contestant who has a new look, and we'll talk about the mental all. Some of these guys came in with new looks as well, but I regret to inform everyone that Bennett is hot now. So
he's hot. Yep, he is hot.
Grow a beard and
grow your hair out.
Yeah,
become hot.
Yep. So that's what he's been doing instead of going to paradise.
Okay. Question, is he actually hot or is he like our warped quarantine version of hot?
Yeah.
I think he's just hot. I think I'm just trying to be like, no,
not yet. Someone I was like convinced I would never be attracted to. But, you know, if you just see a picture, you don't have to listen to him. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't have to be given any books by him.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, look that up, everyone, if you are intrigued. So, all right, Michael. Michael also had his glow up since the show, but still looked very good coming into announced to Katie his decision. But first we see kind of the guys sitting there talking about hometowns. And Michael at this point is very excited about it. Like this is really crucial for him. So you see the four guys. We're down to Michael, Justin, Blake, and Greg. And then we see it's interesting, like, do you think they film all the conversations that the contestants who are parents have with their kids? Like, is it maybe more like a just in case kind of thing, or we'll make sure that you're not saying anything you're not supposed to, or?
I think that's probable. Like, they have somebody there kind of being like, okay, let's not have these family members, because there has to be somebody on the other end, like, controlling the FaceTime for baby James.
Right. Yeah.
So they probably have somebody in the room to be
like. They don't want his, like, in-laws to be like, oh, you know,
yeah,
found out this about you or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they end up showing this footage where it's his son. He's talking about how much he misses him and stuff. And his son's 4 years old. And then his son says something like, I know what the problem is. Maybe daddy isn't here because he don't want to see me. So like cute and sad.
It was kind of devastating. And I feel like if you're already kind of feeling a little weird about being there, kind of really missing home, and he says something like that, it's hard for me to not think like, what am I doing here? This is, mm-hmm. I've got a 1 in 4 shot right now. Honestly, am I really going to keep doing this?
Yeah. And I think he said something like, you know, if it was just questions about, you know, where are you and that kind of thing, that was kind of seemed like he understood that was okay with that. But when he starts to see that it's really affecting him and he's hurting about it, or like that, you know, because his son has already been through so much losing his mother, that it seemed like just a no brainer for Michael. Like the switch just flipped in his head, because when he comes to see Katie, you know, she's excited to see him. I don't think expecting anything, but he seems so firm in his decision to leave. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was like, well, you know, maybe, like, it was just like he was more consoling Katie rather than him being consoled.
Do you think Katie was a little bitter about it at the mental all?
That's a little weird, wasn't it?
Because she was off. Like, he was kind of like, yeah, like, I do still have those feelings. They just don't go away. And she was kind of like, well, you left, so I had to be strong and move on. And I'm happy with whoever I'm with now. So I was like,
right.
Do you think that's maybe a cover up and they're actually together?
It was surprising to me, like, how distant she seemed just from her demeanor before with all the guys. Like, it seemed like she was maybe placing that boundary a little more, like, maybe out of respect for whoever she's with now. But yeah, I wouldn't expect her to say, like, oh, yeah, we'll see. But I was kind of surprised that she didn't say something like, you know, that's nice to hear, but I'm happy now, or something. It was just very firm, like, yeah, I just had to do what I had to do. I'm kind of used to, on these mental all, like, the lead kind of going into the drama a little bit more of it, like, yeah, I was really hurt by this, and kind of going back to that place. So, yeah. It was a little different. And I was surprised that Michael sort of was still harboring those feelings as well.
For me, I'm not that surprised, because I feel like it was so abrupt. And I feel like it's one of those things where it's the stone really wasn't overturned. You don't really know what could have happened, because they didn't really close it out, or at least it didn't really get closed out for Michael, because they didn't break up because it wasn't, like, fitting, like, he just had to go home. I don't know.
Were you surprised that Katie said that she saw him in the end, which to me doesn't mean winner? There was another, like, I think ITM, where she said, like, I saw us walking away together. But I think to him, she said, I saw you like at the end of this. And he's like, I know, but I wasn't, I don't know. Do you think Michael saw himself at the end? What if he really did, would he have left?
I don't know. I feel like maybe if he saw himself at the end, he would have been like, please come with me. Like, if I'm the one, screw all this. Like, just come mm-hmm. home with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a Colton type thing with Cassie. Yeah. Like, we don't have to, like, do this typical ending. Another thing, like, he said to Katie, like, he gives her the watch that he had given her night one, but she didn't have any pockets. So he said, you know, I gave this to you night one. And, you know, I really learned the importance of love and time. And I thought love would be harder to obtain, but it was really time. And we ran out of time. And, you know, very poignant. And he said, like, I really think we could have worked. And Katie said, I know for sure it would have worked, which that was a very strong statement.
Yeah. Then why not leave with them?
Yeah,
exactly. I guess because she still has some stones left to turn over. But I don't know. I feel like I'm not convinced this is the end.
OK. Interesting. Yeah, I just thought, you know, maybe. It also is a lot, I would think, after what he's been through to think of proposing right away again. So maybe there was some like nervousness just about the whole scenario heading into the hometowns and involving his family, and that it could have made it a little bit easier of decision. But yeah, with the mental health, it made it seem like it was a really like gut-wrenching, and yeah, he's still harboring those feelings. So I forgot to mention, we also had that scene at the beginning with Tayshia and Katie walking, and I was a little envious. I was like, that'd be a nice way to start a morning, just like hanging out with Tayshia or Caitlin, going for your walk. But Tayshia gave her some interesting advice, because Katie had revealed that she only wants to say I love you to her final choice, which is kind of an old fashioned way of, like, that was really common on The Bachelor before Ben Higgins, like the pre-Ben Higgins era. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say I love you before to more than one person or to anyone really till that final day. So Tayshia seems to be encouraging her, if you feel it, say it, and that she told multiple guys she was falling in love, and that it might be just the thing he needs to hear to sort of come out of his shell, whoever it is. Like, it might help like some other guy reveal his feelings, and that might make it more clear to her. So I've really seen it that way before, but do you think that's more Tayshia or more the producers behind the scenes like carving out that conversation?
Did we see Tayshia saying she was falling for guys?
I mean, it's interesting that she brought that up, because it's not Katie was saying, I think, that she hasn't told anyone she loves them or something. Maybe she hasn't said falling, but again, it's that Bachelor distinction. Like, it's one thing to say I'm falling for you.
Yeah.
I think she did to Brendan and maybe Ben and Zach.
Right.
Or Ivan. I'm not sure. I don't think Ivan, but yeah. So we'll see if Katie ends up doing that. But I think she should stick to her guns. Like, what? You know, she does her own thing.
I agree.
All right. So were you surprised we didn't see Michael saying goodbye to the guys, that they don't know that he's gone as far as we know?
Yes. I feel like they've been, except for that weird thing on Peter's season, they do try to keep the guys separate when it comes to hometowns and after.
Yeah. Because I guess, let's see, if they have hometowns, yeah, they're going to want to keep them separate, because are we going to go from three hometowns to two right away? Maybe that's part of why the season ended early.
Yeah, I think that's also part of it.
Or is it like hometowns and fantasy suites just kind of weave together? I can't see her being like,
no,
I don't want to lose a fantasy suite.
Oh, shoot. I'm not sure, because I'm pretty sure there's only two episodes left.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe first part will be hometowns, and then they go to the rose ceremony expecting there to be, you know, four of them. And then she reveals that like they all make it to fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Michael's not there.
Or like maybe one does get sent home and they just kind of do a fantasy suite and a like last date kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. We will find out. Then we get to the men tell all portion. So who was a notable absence, if any, for you, and who was a WTF moment for you in this men tell all?
I thought not seeing Thomas there was pretty surprising. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he comes in on Skype later.
Yeah. Do we know when they filmed this?
No,
saw people speculating, like, is he on Paradise? And that's why. But
yeah, but I feel like there's other guys who were on Paradise who were there.
Right. So did they film this after or before?
I or after think someone got they eliminated? Filmed it after Paradise, but like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, because it was weird that there's no, usually at these we get a teaser of Paradise. Maybe that'll be the more the finale.
Yeah.
So we didn't get those hints of like, maybe we'll see you on the beach that, you know, Chris Harrison used to do. So for me, there was someone named Kyle. Never, like, the most that I've never recognized someone ever.
I don't even remember a Kyle.
Yeah. And then it's funny. I didn't notice that Mike P was gone until other people were pointing that out. So I guess that wasn't a notable absence for me, but he did go far in the season. So that was a little weird.
I did notice he wasn't there.
And then Christian, just because he was really cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Him, I didn't expect. Like, he didn't really bring much to the season except his face for us.
Right. Some new looks on the guys. Hunter had, like, his hair combed down instead of, like, spiky.
Not one of my favorites. He needs the bangs swoop up.
Yeah, I agree. So that was a downgrade. Connor, Michael, we're sporting new facial hair. Are those upgrades?
Michael looked so good. Mm-hmm. Like, so good that when they showed him, like, of the clip of walking in, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Connor, I think it wasn't, like, a huge difference. Connor's still Connor. He's going to Connor.
Connor! Okay, no, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah.
All right, so the first drama that they want to get into is Cody. So Cody was there again, like, forgot about him, but he was
for
kind
what
of
a reason.
Yeah. So we have Cody and Aaron, and did we get more clarity on what is your assessment of what happened here?
I feel like did they talk about it? I told you beforehand, I was a little wine drunk for the first part of this. So I don't remember that part.
Appropriate way to watch the men tell all. Yeah. So what they said is that I have in my notes that Aaron said Cody rubbed him the wrong way at events and that he had reckless social media posts. Somebody else said it was disturbing. I think it was Brendan. Brendan was very vocal on this. So we finally get to see a little of his personality, I guess. But I think he had a post like in his story that said, I will be famous in 6 months. So not really disturbing, just maybe wrong.
Yeah,
reasons.
Not like I hate women.
Right.
I am disturbing post.
But Cody wasn't very good at defending himself again and just kind of said, well, that wasn't about being on the show. And you guys don't know if I was here for Katie or not. It wasn't like I was definitely here for Katie and you guys slandered my name. It was just sort of. Yeah. So that was strange. Not something I felt we needed to get back into, but I guess without Thomas in the audience or in the seats, they had to go back to something. Mm-hmm. Then we get Carl. Carl, he's like, of course I was talking about Thomas the whole time.
Yeah, as if. I was annoyed. She was like, sorry, Carl, you were right. He was like, yeah. And it's like, no, bub.
No, Katie, you just didn't get to see the whole segment.
Like, yeah, broken clocks right twice a day.
Yeah. And so I like that Trey and some other guys are calling him out on, you know, that you, like, that was before Thomas even revealed anything. So you didn't hear anything. And you said there were multiple guys. So, yeah. Let's see. Who else? Okay. Your favorite part of the episode. we get the first hot seat, I believe, goes to Connor. And suddenly there's a woman in the audience that's interrupting. She has a mic on, so she's heard very clear. Oh, Caitlin, Tayshia, excuse me. Connor, I just don't see how you could be a bad kisser.
Really? Because I could see it.
And it's not just a like, oh, like, give me your number after the show.
This was so baby. I'm so embarrassed that I watched this.
Yeah. She comes up and they just make out.
They just make out.
All the guys are cheering him on.
He's a gross kisser. There's so much like force to it for a stranger.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Why? Just like, it was too intense. And then Andrew was like, I mean, I do like that Andrew's very like encouraging, like he's supportive of his friends, but he was like, you're not a cat, you're a tiger.
My God.
And they were just all like hooting and hollering.
I was so embarrassed watching that, truly. Like, I wanted to die every single second. I hate watching passionate kissing when it's not sexy. It's just too much.
Yeah. Now, are you more or less embarrassed about it, learning that there was a casting call for this specific
event? This was obviously fake. Like, we all knew that. Like, there's A, no way that somebody would be able to, like, speak up during the middle of, like, a filming of The Bachelor. Right. B, she had a mic on, so obvious. C, it was all like no one seemed that surprised, so like obviously it was fake, obviously it was casting. This is so stupid. I don't like, there's probably no amount of money they could pay me to do something like this.
Yeah, I should check the Bachelor data account to see like if they've tracked her follower account, because she is an aspiring musician.
Oh, what a shocker.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then one again, of the same is Connor.
He pulls out the ukulele, and I'm just honestly I'm over Connor. I'm over him.
I know. And we have to watch him in Paradise. So. Yeah, I'm definitely over it as well. But, oh, how did you feel about Caitlin and Tayshia doing this show?
I thought they were great. Mm-hmm. I thought Caitlin was like maybe a little wooden for this, but there was some really like nice moments where they, I just feel like their chemistry is good together, and it's good with the guys, and it feels like more like, I feel like they could get more out of them, because it wasn't as like, so tell me about this. It was just like more of a natural conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think more than in the kind of the hosting role at rose ceremonies, it seems a little awkward to have two people, and I was a little worried how this would go, but I like that they alternated with the different hot seats, and then Tayshia is just so polished with, you know, kind of, I think, off the prompter. And then Caitlin is really good at kind of off the cuff reacting to something that happens. So mm-hmm. I think they make a good duo for that. Bachelor Data, this is an Instagram account that everyone should check out, does have it, guest appearance boost. We found out shortly after this encounter on the Mental All that Tara was actually cast by ABC for this specific interaction. Monday night at Tara Kelly Music had 14,917 followers and quickly grew to 7,500 more within 36 hours. So let's see where she's at now. 23,000. So yeah, it worked for her. Almost, yeah. Not quite doubling yet, but
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Let's see. So what about, okay. I know that, you know, you didn't really date anyone before Ethan, but
I didn't know. I just kind of fell into a long-term relationship, and now we have a mortgage.
Let's say, put yourself in the shoes of someone that had a few exes, and if an ex texted you out of the blue and said, be honest with me, was I a trash kisser? How would you respond? How would you take this?
A new number, who this?
Yeah. Because that's what Connor apparently did. Since he found out that, you know, the kiss was basically why Katie ended things.
And it wasn't because he was like, quote unquote, a bad kisser. It was like there was no spark in the kiss. I think there's a difference.
Right, right. But I think he has some technique issues as well.
I mean,
grabbing the head every time.
A lot of like effort going into that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think every kiss has to be like the like clawing at each other, like his cat costume, like maybe that was fun for that first night, but actually build up to it from then on. But yeah, apparently they all said that he wasn't, or he said he contacted a few exes, and his ex said, then he said singular, my ex said that no, I was a good kisser, but it depends on chemistry. So yeah, he's reassuring himself of that, but I think this will be a storyline in Paradise. We'll see him, unfortunately have to see him making out with a few people.
Yikes.
Then, let's see, who is the next one? Andrew, I think, was the next hot seat segment. And, you know, we continue to love Andrew. And then he said he grew up watching rom-coms with his mom. So let's add that point to it in the Andrew column.
Like, is he, it's like he listened to our podcast and was like, how can I make Amy and Haley fall in love with me?
Right. Is he trying to steal the spot of our podcast boyfriend? I mean, we would never, but, you know. Yeah. So he also kind of talked about, like, Katie, like, him growing up a little bit. Like, I think she taught him to be a man or something. I don't know. But nothing really, like, stood out to me that much. But do you think this was a potential Bachelor edit on the men tell all?
It's hard to tell if it's like a Bachelor edit or he's just like the most charming dude ever.
We also see the Michael segment, and that's where we learn that he's still harboring those feelings, that it's kind of been like with him, like, not that like watching the show brings him back, but because it's always kind of with him. And this is maybe where I felt like a little more Bachelor edit, just like he would be so capable. But then do we want him to go on the show as a Bachelor because we want to protect him at all costs? So what do you think about that?
I think, no, he shouldn't be the Bachelor, but it's because I'm so deeply in love with Andrew.
Right. I did see something that came out from the Bachelor franchise itself on Twitter. So I retweeted it with some speculation that it could be Michael, because they had a graphic now casting for The Bachelor, and it specifically said now casting bachelorettes, single mothers, and divorcees. Didn't say widows, but that would maybe be a little too obvious. But I don't think they've ever been like, hey, you could have been married before. Like, you know, like specifically call it out. You could be mom.
Yeah, you posting that made me like reconsider what was happening in my brain. Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
But I'm like easily believed. I believed.
Can be swayed either way.
Gullible, I guess. Not gullible. I'm just like, I can be swayed.
Do you think they'll go the route of like, after they see how Michelle's season goes, be like, okay, we can just like have a show on any time of the year. We're saving so much money, even though we have double the hosts. We can have Andrew as a Bachelor. We can have Michael as a Bachelor. We can have two bachelorettes. Just like keep churning.
Are you trying to suggest we never get a break again?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they're just going to like work us to the bone.
Huh. I mean, it's going to be a while before they like fully have scripted television back, right?
Right. So I don't know. And, you know, we could go into another lockdown.
Who knows? Amy, please don't do that to me. I've been in three.
Yeah. Then we have the unseen moments. So this was...
I like the way they, like, broke it up.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, this was not the bloopers that at first. No. It was, like, these are deleted scenes, basically. So they had the shit talking on the bash ball date and just showing how the guys were like way too nice and they couldn't say anything bad.
This made me laugh. I thought it was very funny.
It's like, where'd you get that shirt? At the shirt store. And then this one was like interesting because we talked a lot about with Mari how the date with the queens just seemed to like not showcase them enough. And then they also had that weird whoa challenge and there was no resolution to it. But the scene at least would have given some resolution to it with it. It was strange that they didn't put it in the episode because I think we saw a scene of like them asking like, so how's this challenge going? Anyone like care to share if they've given up on it? So, and then Michael was the only one who raised his hand. He's like, yep, I'm out. So
I didn't expect it to be Michael.
No, I think he was probably just like, this is dumb. So, yeah. And then it kind of led to like, oh, like just like sort of a funny like back and forth between him and Aaron about like defending his stamina and stuff like that. So we saw a lot more of Michael's sense of humor in these deleted scenes. So we saw another one where he was on like the dune buggy date and it's like, oh, I was actually conceived in a dune buggy.
He's a really fun dude. Yeah. And I wish, like, I just wish we, I know there's not enough time, but I just wish we would have gotten more personality from everyone. Because mm-hmm. this just seemed like a really fun group of guys. And for the most part, like, I felt like this Mentel all wasn't as hostile as some have been in the past. Like, they're, you know, they were having a good time.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Then we have Katie comes out.
She just seemed really awkward, did she not? Like, the entire attack.
Yeah. So I don't know, again, exactly when this was filmed, if there was something going on or, but yeah, she seemed a little quieter maybe and a little more reserved, but, you know, the guys all had really positive things to say about her. So there wasn't really anything to get into too much. I think the biggest like surprising thing, was that she called Aaron Thomas and that made the show like, it's just like a little bit awkward, but because I feel like she felt very connected to all the guys, even if they were just more like the friend level. So that maybe showed that she was a little flustered and a little off.
Yeah, she was like not thrilled about it.
Yeah. And then we get Thomas on video chat. They were teasing like he was going to be there, but it was just video chat. What did you think of that segment?
Bland.
Yeah. She sort of apologized for how she ended things with him. But one of the things she sort of explained with letting him, was that with him or Carl? I think it was with Carl, but just letting, like she cared more about having a cohesive group and like people having fun than, you know, salvaging one relationship. So if the guys, that kind of explains why she so easily let these different guys go if there was disharmony and all the other guys were saying like this is a bad dude.
Yeah, like I feel like we talked about that, how it was just kind of like, well, she probably doesn't like these guys enough to keep them to the drama.
Right. Then we had Connor B bursting into song about bromance.
Oh, I'm over it. I'm over the songs.
Yeah.
He's not even a good singer.
Right.
I've heard that his dueling piano shows are unreal though.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah. But then you're only there one night. It's not like every night you're seeing the same thing. So, and you know, you go to dueling pianos, it's like you're at a bachelorette party or something like that. So that might influence your view of it as well. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything else. Bloopers, anything stand out to you?
No, it was just cute and fun. I'm just like, there's so much bug action in these bloopers all every year. It's like, why? I'm tired of people getting hit with bugs.
Yeah.
We all get hit with bugs.
I think the funniest was during that walk at the beginning of this episode, they show like one of the cameramen or producers or something like rustling a stick right in front of Tayshia and Katie as they're walking like out of the woods. So I think they thought it was a snake.
Tayshia almost threw Katie on the ground just in like
horror. Save herself. Yeah. So what did you think of the fashion of Caitlin, Tayshia wearing like kind of dusty red dresses and then Katie was in a lime green dress?
I hated Katie's dress. I feel like the stylist has absolutely been doing Katie dirty this season.
One thing I forgot to mention, that one date she had with Greg and she was just wearing like a boxy t-shirt. I don't think we got into it, but like that was so extreme. It was like, it's not even a flattering plain t-shirt. It was like,
no, I just feel bad.
Yeah. Maybe he's one of those like Chris Harrison, you know, like buddies.
Oh yeah. Maybe.
That was like, those rumors that like everyone was against her on the set.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everyone's against her. Yeah. Just the stylist apparently.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get into some questions. Draft results didn't really change too much because we had no content, but I did lose Michael. So, follow at @GeorgeCTV to get the full breakdown, get a few bonus points for, you know, hot seats and things like that. All right. And speaking of George, here are some email questions from him. Hi, ladies. Who does a better job of getting the contestants to resolve their conflicts on the tell-all episodes? Chris Harrison or Caitlin and Tayshia? Hint, the answer is none of the above. Everyone just yells at each other, and then the host gets them to stop yelling, and we go to a commercial. All right, that's answered.
I feel like there wasn't that much yelling. I feel like there's been more yelling.
Probably. Yeah, for sure. Would the tell-all episodes be better if the lead wasn't kept off stage until the end of the show? Like, maybe they could view that, what people are saying, and...
Yeah, that would be interesting, I think. I'd like to at least try it.
Yeah, especially with, like, a season like this, where there wasn't any, like, huge drama. I think the most would be with Michael, just the dramatic way it ended, but... Otherwise, it's usually this big, like, oh, Katie will be out later to resolve these things. Like, but I think this one, she could have just been hanging the whole time.
Yeah.
And then probably had more fun, like, fun answers, you know, fun back and forth. Haley, in your single days, how much money would ABC have had to offer you for you to be the mystery woman who tells Connor you bet he is a good kisser?
$500,000 minimum.
Right. Ding, marry, kill, BFFs. All right. So, new wrinkle, BFFs. Premiere, limo entrance episode. So, the premiere limo entrance episode. Mental all episode. Hometown episode. Fantasy suite episode. Finale episode. All right. So, one of these, I think, won't get categorized. I guess we'll kill. Two of them.
Oh, kill hometown episode, obviously. Mm-hmm. Ding, fantasy suite episode. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mary finale, BFF premiere?
Okay. And just get rid of, like, don't even categorize mental. It's just, like,
irrelevant. I guess not. Yeah. I feel like the show doesn't even really categorize it.
Yeah. And then let's see, this is from Kellyanne. Hey, Amy and Haley. I have many questions after watching that very weird MTA. What was with the people who had hand puppets in the audience? Did I miss that?
I'm so deeply glad I didn't notice that.
I noticed a woman in the cat costume, and she wasn't the one who stood up to kiss Connor. So maybe she was like the backup in case that one didn't work. Why does Greg look happier alone than with Katie? Also, how did they manage to edit out all of Greg's personality?
They're just really good at that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like Greg tries to be fun with Katie. We're just not seeing any of those moments.
Yeah, he's always really serious when we see him with the guys, but then we learn that he's, you know, with there with Andrew doing fake accents. Who is Kyle? They tease that he was there, but I'm certain I've never seen that man before. And he didn't even speak at the show either, but he apparently was there. Who had the better Bachelor audition, Michael A. or Andrew S.? Personally, I'm rooting for a Mike Johnson season, even though it'll probably never happen. Looking forward to the pod, Kelly Ann.
Okay. So, again, love is clouding my vision. Andrew S., obviously. But I feel like Michael A., that might have been, like, a smooth move of, like... Well, Katie, like, I still really like you, and, like, I hope things maybe work out eventually. You know, I wonder if that's a little batch move.
Yeah, that could be, because it's like, okay, he's not out on the scene. He's still harboring some feelings. So, yeah, it's this little storyline as well. And they've done it with Emily. They can film in different locations, especially the way it is now, or I think they could easily, with a lead, with a child, bring that child out and work something out. Where they can see them a lot more. They're not going to do that for, you know, the suitors, but. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah Benitez. Looks like Connor's kisser is also an aspiring musician. Would you kiss Connor just for attention? Also, it looks like she's friends with someone who is on a TV show we watch right now. Ooh.
Yeah, apparently she's friends with Kylan from Big Brother.
Interesting.
No, I do love attention. You're right. I didn't even want to kiss my current husband in front of all of my family. Like, and it wasn't all my family. It was like 25 people.
Right. And that's not like a full on makeout.
No, it was just like, if we could have sealed our vows with a handshake, we would have.
Sarah says, personally, you couldn't pay me enough money to kiss Connor. I thought he was going to eat her face.
Yeah, like, I like, my parents spent a lot on my braces. I'd like to keep the teeth kind of in working order.
Let's see. She linked to this is from Central Casting. This is so funny. Hello, production is looking for a couple women. This was on the casting, you know, went out to everyone who might be aspiring actresses as well. Looking for a couple women who may be comfortable to speak on the show. Okay, so definitely the cat woman in the audience was the same scenario. The scenario would be as follows. One of the guy cast members was accused of being a bad kisser on the show. At the end of the segment with him, a young attractive woman, possibly you, from the audience would stand up and say something to the effect of, I saw your kissing on the show. I think you're very cute, and I know that you're not a bad kisser. I'd love to put that theory to the test right now. This woman would then either come down onto the stage to kiss the guy, or he would respectfully decline and perhaps accept a hug instead. Would you be comfortable possibly doing this? So, yeah, apparently Tara was comfortable possibly doing that. And she basically said that line by line, like, I saw your kissing on the show. Wouldn't you just say something like, I thought you were really cute. I bet you're not. It was just a weird line to say. Like,
yeah.
So, yes, she was a plant.
What a shock.
Susie Ann, I have selected three brother husbands from this season. They are Trey, Michael A., and Brendan. Do you think they'll get along?
I do. I think that's a good trio to brother husband up.
Mm-hmm. Trey and Brendan were buddies. And then Michael A. seemed like he got along with everyone.
Yeah. Everyone loved them. That's a good selection. Who are your brother husbands from the season?
Okay, from this season, Michael A., Andrew, and Christian.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I might have to replace Christian with Brendan.
Okay.
I like, he's Canadian, mm-hmm. So that's great for both of us.
Yep.
I don't know, and I did like him this mental. He seemed a little more fun.
All right, yeah. He was, a little more, lively. Let's see, Josh Green. Even in their thank you, Katie segments, Trey and Aaron still mention their beef with other men. Is there any chance these two can focus on relationships instead of bromance and BS drama?
I guess we'll just have to find out in paradise, won't we?
Right. was the kid Frankenbited? I'm not sure. I see a 5-year-old being like, I know what the problem is, LOL. And it just didn't seem to fit his reaction in the moment of the call.
I don't know. It would be gross if they Frankenbited a kid.
Yeah. But, you know, Charlene has a blog and a podcast where she talks about all the Frankenbites, and she notices every single one, where I never would. But I think they just put the word daddy sounded weird in there. And maybe he didn't say he might've said something in between there, but she thought that they just kind of cleaned it up a little bit. Because a 4-year-old wouldn't, I don't think they made up what he said.
Right.
But the way Michael described it was a little bit different than what we heard. You know, I think his son was like, he said that, why doesn't daddy want to be here or something, but that could just be Michael just remembering it differently as well. Stacey Bernstein, how much longer does the season go? Wasn't Michael already away from his son for most of the time he would have been as it is?
Yeah, there's only two more episodes, and there probably would have been three more episodes had he stayed. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, and wouldn't his family have already been there quarantining, time wise?
I mean, I would think.
So that's a little different as well. All right. Do you have any takes from Doug for this episode?
Oh, I do. Let me grab my phone. Only part of the episode.
Okay. You didn't watch the whole thing?
He did not watch the whole thing. He said, I stopped watching after Michael left, but I still have a few takes. How much of a tax break did The Bachelorette get to film in New Mexico? And can we expect an upcoming season to be located at Delaware's nicest resort? Have you ever been to Delaware?
Drove through it.
Yeah, I've also driven through Delaware. It really seemed like Michael's son was joking when he made the statement that got his dad crying. No joke here, just something I observed. What do you think about that?
I don't know. It's like a 4-year-old, though, so there's probably a truth to it.
Do you think things would have gone better for Michael if they were at a better resort that his son might actually want to visit? If only there was a shell room.
Oh, yeah. They would have had a lot more fun at New McClellan. Closer to Ohio, too.
Mm-hmm. I was so happy to cut out of this episode early and watch the Olympics. Do you think The Bachelor timed the always underwhelming mental all for a week they knew they might see a huge ratings drop? Hmm. You know what I forgot about?
What?
The Bachelor Summer Games.
That was supposed to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
Which Olympic sport would you and Amy do if forced to compete in one?
Ooh. Gosh, what would I even be able to do?
I would go with swimming. I'd be okay. Very slow,
mm-hmm.
but at least I can swim. In another life, I would have been a good gymnast, but I never joined gymnastics, so who's to know now?
I feel like I'd just... I mean, this is a winter one, but I feel like I just get in the bobsled and then rely on some other team members as well.
They go so fast, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well.
That's it. Yeah, that's it for him. That's it for us. Look at us go. Another 40-minute episode.
Well, you know, they didn't give us much to work with this time.
They sure didn't, did they?
Did we get anything exciting in the preview that you remember?
No, I was sober for that part and I still don't remember.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of like some actual family members, I think, are there.
We keep seeing the Greg getting upset thing again. I really want to know what the scoop is there.
Oh, one new part was that Caitlin follows Katie into the bathroom and is like, what do you want us to do? And Katie says, book my ticket home. We heard that line before, but I don't think we've seen like who she was talking to.
Do you think that happens?
That'd be kind of cool, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Or it's like, book my ticket home, and then they would do like a proposal scene in, is she in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know. Mm. I can't see it. Something to find out next week.
2 weeks left. 2 weeks and then we just barrel on into BIP.
Yes. And I think we have guests lined up for both of these coming episodes, so... stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that, my friends.
All right. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.